The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 754.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. This is Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain, feeling good, leveraging the power mindset, all that good stuff. I'm Dana Wild and I'm your host. And if you want to feel good and build your business the feel good, happy, joyful, easy, fast way, then you definitely want to check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get it at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. So today we are going to talk about mantras. How convenient that we were just saying mantra and now we're going to talk about mantras. You know what happened was last episode, and I'll include a link actually in the show notes to the last episode, but the last episode we talked about how to pick the perfect mantra. And so it occurred to me, we almost always get a bunch of follow-up questions when I talk about mantras. And I thought, you know what? Let's address some of those questions right off the bat because I know people are going to have questions. So let's do a quick overview of what a mantra is. So a mantra is a short, positive sentence that makes you feel good. And it's something that you are maybe manifesting for yourself. It's a topic that's important to you, and it's short and punchy. And one of the key things to remember about a mantra is that your brain, your reticular activating system in your brain, is like a little matchmaker. And so it's going to match up that thing that you're saying exactly. And so the wording, well, if you can do it perfectly, that's the ideal. The wording is important, is what I'm trying to say. If you can't do it perfectly, we're going to give you some cheats on how to fix it. But the reason people use short, punchy mantras like I am abundant, I am a millionaire, I am wealthy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is because of that matchmaker brain. That little matchmaker brain is going to match exactly whatever you say. When you say something like I will be a millionaire, it will match that too, which means I'm not, but I will be, maybe one day, when, who knows when. So this is why I say the wording's important. Having said that, most of us cannot walk around going, I am wealthy, I am wealthy, I am wealthy, and feel good. So how do we resolve that? How do we make it possible to create a good punchy mantra? And I'm going to give you a lot of really good cheats here. So last episode, I really talked about how to pick the perfect mantra. So I'm not going to cover that again today, but I am going to give you a couple of quick cheats right now that'll make it, should I say cheats? Let's come up with a different word, shall we? Hacks? A couple of hacks. That doesn't sound right either. These are really good little tips and easy ways to make your mantra feel better. So the first thing is, if you can't say a perfect mantra, then try a transitory statement, something with the word but. So the word but is a power word in the English language, and it will cancel out everything that comes before it. So if you say something like, I'm broke, but I'm getting wealthier every day, your brain only hears I'm getting wealthier every day. So if you can't say a perfect mantra, try a transitory statement. Try something that eases you into it. So it might be something like, I haven't been wealthy in the past, but I'm getting wealthier every day. But things are turning around. But something has shifted. So something has shifted. Something has shifted. Things are getting better for me. Like, that's a mantra in itself. Something has shifted. Things are getting better for me. And your brain knows what you want. So you could be saying, something has shifted, things are getting better for me. And your brain says, oh yeah, I know you've been trying to lose weight and now something has shifted and you're going to lose weight. Or it could say, I know you've been trying to make more money, something has shifted and you're making more money. I know you've been looking for love and now something has shifted, right? So your brain knows what your problems are because most of us think about them all the time. So just know that the questions addressed in this episode don't relate so much to how to craft a mantra, how to pick the perfect mantra, because we did that in last episode. But just know it's okay to say something kind of vague as long as it feels good. This is really the most important thing. As long as it feels good. Say your mantra to shift your energy, to feel positive. Mantras are easier to say when you already feel good. Then you kind of level things up. But if you say a mantra and it doesn't feel good, or you're saying a mantra to make something happen, it's not working and it's not going to work. In fact, you're reinforcing the opposite. So just find something else to think about, do something else, play with the dog, all that stuff. So here are the frequently asked questions that come up about mantras, now that we've had that nice little overview. Most people ask, how many mantras can I have? Because if I figure out that my brain's going to match what I say, and if I've got this cool, punchy little mantra phrase to fix my finances, can I have another one to fix my relationship or fix my golf game or whatever it is? And the answer is, ideally, you want to have no more than three subjects that you're working with. Brain scientists say that your brain can manage three subjects. So you can have this one or multiple mantras on the same subject that sound similar. But if you're going to say mantras, don't have more than three subjects. Okay? You might have one that sounds like, I'm attracting new clients. New clients are finding me. I'm attracting new clients. I'm attracting more and more new clients. It's so easy to find new clients. New clients are finding me. I'm signing up new clients left and right. All of those count as one subject because they're all about new clients. Now, sometimes, here's a little, I guess we're going to call them hacks. Here's a little hack for you. Sometimes people like to use because statements to connect and get two mantras for the price of one. I think personally, I know brain scientists say to have three mantras, you can have up to three, but I personally think it's nicer just to have one because it seems to me like you've got more focus then and you've got more momentum. But this little hack will allow you to get two with one statement. And the hack is the because statement. So the word because is another power word in the English language. And what happens when you say the word because is your brain, and this actually has been studied quite a bit. You can look it up on the internet, like studies about the word because, and you'll see they come up. The reason that because is a power word is when your brain hears that word, it thinks automatically, oh, this is true and there's a reason this is true. And so we're for sure going to make this happen. And what's cool about the word because is your brain, it can be the most ridiculous reason why, and your brain doesn't have to have any correlation. It just has to have the word because. When they did the study, it was really funny because the study had to do with getting in front of people in a line to use a Xerox copy machine. And the person who was going to the front of the line was actually saying, can I get in front of you because I need to make some copies? Which is like so obvious, right? Of course you need to make some copies. And people will be like, oh yeah, yeah, of course you can. Because people hear the word because and it's like, boom, acceptance, ready to go. So your brain really reacts to it. So because statement, and I've joked many times, you can say, my business is growing because I eat a banana every day. And your brain will go, oh, okay, got it. Got it. That's done. our business is growing. Yep, we eat that banana and it works, right? So you can connect two phrases and they don't even have to be related. So you can say things like, I'm making more money because I'm eating healthier, or I'm eating healthier because I'm booking more clients. And your brain hears both of those sentences and thinks they're both true. So you have a lot of leeway here with the because statement. So that's a little known hack that's kind of fun to use. Next question people ask after how many mantras can I have is, how many times a day should I say a mantra? And the answer is, as often as you think of it, as often as you can. So start getting present in your own life. And when you notice that you have a moment where, okay, I'm here and I'm doing the dishes, or I'm doing the laundry, or I'm walking to the mailbox, or whatever it is, and you have an awareness that, okay, I'm present, I'm aware of my thoughts, I'm aware of this moment, I'm being conscious, I'm not walking around like an unconscious robot, I'm being conscious and aware in my own life, those are the times when you can say, now's the time when I could say a mantra. And so those are the times to practice your mantra and try your mantra. I'm abundant. I like being abundant. I'm more and more abundant. Something has shifted, right? Whatever it is, say it over and over and over and over again. And practice different things. Try different things and you'll find one that works. And again, listen to that last episode and you'll get other ideas for how to pick the perfect mantra. So the number of subjects, again, is 3. Subjects is the max, but I recommend 1. Then the other thing to know that's really, really important that people ask about this is they'll say, what do I do if I feel like I'm lying to myself when I say a mantra? And if you feel like you're lying to yourself when you say a mantra, then it's not working. And you can try some of the things we've said today, like using the but statement or using the something has shifted statement. But the best way to tweak it is just to trust your own emotional system. So when you say a sentence, it's not ideal to say, I'm starting to notice that I'm getting more abundant, right? It's like so many times removed when you're like, I'm starting to notice that maybe it's happening and things are getting better and better and better. Like, obviously, that's not ideal. But if that's the only way you can feel good and not feel like you're lying to yourself, start there. Start there. So start wherever you are. If you can't say, I am a millionaire, then say, I will be a millionaire. I'm open to being a millionaire. I'm ready to be a millionaire. I'm open to learning. I'm open to learning about shifting this. So say whatever it takes to have it feel good, because there is nothing more important than having emotional feel-good impact from your mantra that you say, and saying it and practicing it and saying it and practicing it. I'll tell you something too. There's a lot to be said for repetition in this. Once you start getting good at finding the right words and saying them a lot, you'll be amazed. Within 72 hours of saying a mantra regularly, like really 25, 50 times a day, and really paying attention to saying that phrase, not 25 to 50 different instances, but 25 to different times that you say that sentence over and over again. After 3 days, after 72 hours, you'll start to see the evidence that it's working. And that's when it gets really exciting. You start to see the evidence in your outside world that it's coming together and that it's working. So feeling good is the single most important thing. Last question that people ask is, do I have to believe it? Do I have to believe what I'm saying? Now, the short answer is, most people would tell you, yes, you have to believe it. And I would say that it's certainly better if you believe it. You don't want to feel like you're lying to yourself. But interestingly enough, after doing this for a long time and watching people's results, I have seen time and time and time and time again, like so many countless times, that this will work even if you don't believe it. You just can't argue with it. So you don't necessarily have to believe what you're saying, but you can't dispute it either. And you can't argue with it and weigh in on the other side of it. So the very first time I started to figure this was happening was on my own team way back in the day. We had somebody who was trying to reach a promotional level of, I think the title was executive director, executive manager. It was something like that. And she just kept saying, I'm an executive director. I'm an executive director. And she was totally like, it was almost a joke. Her and her husband would joke about it like, oh, I'm an executive director. And she did not believe it at all, but it made her laugh. And she was lighthearted about it. And she didn't argue with it. And she made it kind of like saying, I'm a queen. I'm the queen of the world. You know, it was very, very lighthearted. And you know what? Bam, it worked. And she said it all the way till she was promoted to that level. So even though almost every mindset, quote unquote, expert out there will say, oh, you have to believe it. And I'm not disputing that it's not a good idea to believe it. Don't be surprised if it works, even if you don't believe it, as long as you don't argue with it. Just have some fun with it. So in short, after all those little kind of quick tips, right? Quick tip, say your mantras, say your mantras. It's so good to just say your mantras and have fun. In short, what I want to tell you is I want to go back to like the 70s, and there are a few of you out there who are old enough to remember this. There was a phrase in the 70s that was, if it feels good, do it. If it feels good, do it. And that's what it's like with mantras. If it feels good, do it. If you're in the right headspace, if you've got the right momentum, if you're doing the right topic, if you're saying the right words, even if they're not perfect, even if you don't believe them, no matter what, just say those phrases and have fun with this. And if it feels good, it's working. Isn't that great? Isn't it so easy? It's so ridiculously simple. So ridiculously simple. And I know you're going to have fun with this. Enjoy.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.